This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
The play-in tournaments in the National Basketball Association start next week. It's a perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, talk to our friend NBA insider Moak Hamilton. And Moak, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start in the Western Conference for once. And the Golden State Warriors, who were playing great basketball since they got Jimmy Butler, but bad loss to the Spurs the other night, are they going to be able to stay out of the play-in tournament?
Well, you know, we would have said yes a few days ago when we knew they were playing the Spurs, right? So, yeah. I mean, you know, you talk about Jekyll and Hyde. Will they be able to stay out? Well, I mean, as it stands right now with two games to go, they're sitting in sixth by virtue of the tiebreak advantage that they have over the Grizzlies and the Timberwolves. So if you're the Warriors, I think that the challenge is pretty clear. You know, just win the last two games and you can avoid the play-in. Lose one of them, then things, I should say at least one of them, and things get a little interesting. I do think backs against the wall, avoiding the play-in, I don't think that's a place they really want to be. So I put my money on them finding a way to stay where they are right now, if not rise. What I am most interested in, which I'm really watching closely, and I hope everybody kind of recognizes it, is that if they do land in six, that would have the Warriors squaring off against LeBron and Luka in the first round, which would be must-see TV, to say the least.
Well, Moak, the Nuggets more than likely are going to avoid the play-in tournament, but they've had an interesting week firing their head coach and their GM. Yeah. What did you make of those moves, and can they still make some noise in the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing that I would say as far as whether or not they can make noise, you know, I think a lot of us have recognized that this is not the same Nuggets team that won the championship a few years ago. They almost systematically and intentionally let a lot of their plus contributors go, particularly those guys on the defensive side of the basketball that they wouldn't have won big without, you know. It's actually somewhat reminiscent of what LeBron's Miami Heat teams went through with Mickey Arison a few years ago, where, you know, owners win and then they decide they want to try to keep winning while saving money. And we see that it doesn't really work like that in the NBA, especially in the Western Conference. It's just really difficult. So whether or not they can make a run, you know, if you have Nikola Jokic on your team, you always got a shot. But the biggest story in Denver and what we all need to watch for is Jamal Murray. You know, Murray has very quietly spent a considerable part of the season on the shelf. And if he's not anywhere near 100% going into the postseason, it doesn't matter what seed they enter the postseason with, they're not going to go very far. So right now, Denver is not really a team that I look at as being one of the top contenders out in the Western Conference, just based on what we've seen. I wouldn't completely dismiss them, but I'm not going to put my paycheck on them getting to the Western Conference Finals either.
Talking with Moak Hamilton, Inside Access here on the Fan. Moak, have you ever seen something, and you've been covering the NBA for a long time, like that scene in Dallas the other night when Luka returned to Dallas, it's this love fest, the Fire Nico chants going on throughout the game. Ever seen anything like it? Was kind of surreal.
Nah, I don't think we've ever seen anything like that. And, you know, I don't know how, if you're Nico Harrison, man, you got to have really, really thick skin, you know, like I would say that I applaud him. I think that, I mean, maybe I take this too seriously. I don't know, but I just think it takes a lot of courage to be willing to be there watching that and experiencing it live in person. Like I give him props for that, you know. It's obviously a very, very unpopular decision to trade Luka. And to be the one that, and let's not try to make it seem like he was able to do this unilaterally, right? Like in the NBA, you know, teams have general managers, but there's a hierarchy in the front office, right? Like there's a president there, there's an owner there. Trading a player of Luka's magnitude and stature doesn't happen without the entire brain trust being on board with the decision, right? So I would point that out, but for the public perception to be that you're the one that did this, especially from the perspective of the fans, right, with such a wildly popular figure, and Luka himself, who has been really outspoken about, number one, not wanting to be traded, and number two, being completely blindsided by it, the whole thing is just not anything that I, you know, we've seen guys go back, but we haven't really seen this exact situation before. And I mean, yeah, it was like something from out of a movie, and for him to go out there and drop 45 on his former team, you know, it's just it's like the chef's kiss of what poetic justice actually is, you know. So great stuff to see.
Well, Moak, how would you handicap Luka and the Lakers' chances at winning the West?
Well, you know, these guys have been playing pretty well. They've been playing pretty well. I think they're still trying to figure some things out, but I don't really know that I've ever seen us have this short of a memory before, sort of like as a collective. What Luka did last year in his postseason run was just absolutely phenomenal. And the guy's been doing stuff like this since he entered the league. I think one of the things that we can constantly say about him is that he's one of the superstars that actually gets better in May. Well, I should say April, May, and, you know, even playing into June. So they fell, you know, the Mavericks fell short, obviously, last year to the Celtics. But with Luka Doncic on the court and with LeBron James seemingly embracing the challenge of playing off the ball, playing off the glass, right? Like focusing more on diving down and tipping out, you know, loose balls, creating extra possessions, getting stick backs, and just being a more efficient version of himself. I think it's a very, very effective two-headed monster. If Austin Reeves continues to play the way he's been playing over the past couple of weeks, you know, the Lakers can win the Western Conference. Like that's a very, very real thing that can happen. If the seeds hold and they get past the Warriors and then see the Rockets in the second round, you know, I like them making it to the Western Conference Finals. I wouldn't be surprised to see them and the Thunder duking it out. And they got a shot against OKC, man. So definitely do not sleep on these Lakers. These guys are for real.
Talking with Moak Hamilton, Inside Access here on the Fan. Let's go east, and I want to ask you about the Pacers, because to me they're kind of sneaky. They've won six in a row. I saw a stat the other night. I think they've won the four best records in the NBA since January 1st. I don't think anybody's beating the Celtics. That's just me. But could they make some noise in the playoffs?
I don't know if I would say. Depends on what you mean by make noise. You know, if they find themselves, you know, in a 4-5 matchup with the Milwaukee Bucks, which is the way it looks like it could go right now, you know, could they beat the Bucks in a 7-game series without Lillard? Probably. If they go on to the second round and they have to play the Cavaliers, then the question is, well, what do you mean by make noise, right? Like, are you
could they upset the Cavs?
Nah, I don't see that happening. I'm going to dismiss that outright. I think the Pacers are a good upstart team. I think they're the type of team that could steal a game one on the favorite's home court and kind of make everybody wonder a little bit. But I just think that, you know, the Cavs and the Celtics are so much better.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Better than everybody else in the Eastern Conference. I think that the disappointments that the Cavs have experienced over the past couple of years, I think the adversity that they faced as a collective, the questions about Darius Garland being able to coexist with Donovan Mitchell, it's so similar to what Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown went through for so many years in Boston. I think that the Cavaliers are seasoned. I think that they're ready to kind of take the next step. And I think it's going to be them and the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, it's looked like that all season long. And I think that's they're on a collision course. I think that's what we're going to see. And I don't really see any team in the Eastern Conference disrupting that, to be perfectly honest with you.
Well, Moak, we still have a ways to go before that does happen. But if they both meet in the Eastern Conference Finals, who do you give the edge to?
Ooh, that's a tough one, man. That's a tough one. I think I lean Boston. The main reason I lean Boston, I think it's just that, you know, of all people, Kristaps Porzingis, I think he really gives them something that I don't want to say makes them unbeatable, but his ability to impact the game on both ends, his ability to spread the floor with the 3-point shot, you know, in the rare scenario where Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are both having trouble and are not able to get it done. You know, the Celtics have a third, a fourth, and a fifth option. When you think about Derek White and Jrue Holiday, they have a legit five guys that can win them a playoff game by themselves almost, right? Like any one of these guys, it can be their night. They play selfless basketball. Their defense is amazing. The three-point shooting, they pretty much have everything that they need, and I think they can win any kind of fight. I think what also makes me lean Boston a little more is I've seen Donovan Mitchell have a few very inefficient playoff series performances, and I don't think that that's something that he's immune to, especially when you have Joe Mazzulla and the Boston Celtics being able to scheme against you over the course of a seven-game series. So I think I lean Boston, but I wouldn't be surprised for that to be a seven-game series, and I would certainly give the Cavaliers more than a puncher's chance in that one.
Okay, Mo, before we let you go, let's get into the lab for a minute. Selfishly, what do the Sixers need to do this offseason? Embiid's going to have another surgery. Paul George has been an absolute disaster. They did get Quentin Grimes from Dallas, who looks for Caleb Martin. You know, Nico gets killed for Luka, but Quentin Grimes looks like a real player, and they got him from Dallas. But what do the Sixers need to do this offseason? And does Nick Nurse survive?
To be honest with you, Ken, to be honest, I think that the Sixers just need to chill, man. I think they need to chill. I think, you know, down the stretch of the season, they've obviously shut a bunch of guys down. They were giving a lot of their young guys a chance to play. Jared McCain was the talk of the league for a few weeks back in, yeah, I guess, January or so. And, I mean, he hasn't played. We haven't seen him. But if you look at that roster, they've got at least five or six young guys that most teams around the league agree can play. You know, the decision to shut everybody down and to give themselves the best opportunity to retain their draft pick, that's quite understandable. We saw the Dallas Mavericks make the very same move a few years ago. They end up with Derek Lively. They make a run to the finals with him being a principal piece and all of that, right? So I think the Sixers, you know, obviously they need Joel Embiid to be healthy. There's another surgery that I believe is scheduled that he'll be undergoing. If he's anywhere near his full potential, they will be a contender in the Eastern Conference. But not only that, I mean, with everything that they have on that roster, with the young guys that I've mentioned, they will be armed with the ability to make one or two additional roster improving moves. So I think they chill. You know, I think they let everybody get healthy. They collect their breath, see how the draft plays out, see if they can get another piece in free agency and just run it back next season. That's what I would do if I were over there.
Mo Hamilton, you're the best, man. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the playoffs. I'm sure we'll be talking soon.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM. What you got?
We know that this Orioles offense has been very mid and feast or famine, and I was looking up some offensive stats this morning, and one thing in particular really jumped out to me. I'll tell you what that is next on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.